This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Watch out what you say during water cooler conversations. A day after a federal jury in Manhattan ruled it's not okay for black people to use the N-word at work, many think the decision can change even informal office conversations. Here to talk about the ruling and some of its broader implications is political analyst Zerlina Maxwell, who wrote about the case for the African-American website The Griot. Thanks so much for joining us, Zerlina.
Thank you for having me.
Culturally, the use of the N-word was often considered okay if it was used between two black people. So how are African-Americans reacting to this decision?
Well, I think it's one of those cases where the double standard that normally applies to the N-word, where black people are allowed to say it, but white people aren't allowed to say it, no matter the context. And this case has shown that that double standard does not apply when you're in the workplace. There are a few facts in this case that I think make it stand out. First, the person who was being sued was the employer. So it was an employer-employee situation where the use of the N-word was used to reprimand the employee. So perhaps in the future, it might be different if it's between two coworkers. But I think that this case definitely sets up interesting precedent, because in the black community, the N-word for some is just a part of casual conversation. And I think people will have to be more careful when using that in an employment setting.
Right. You point out an important distinction. This was employer-employee, boss versus subordinate. But do you think it will have implications between equals in the workplace? Coworkers sitting around at a lunchroom and chatting about their weekend and using the N-word, and somebody overhearing it and taking offense?
I think it might, because certainly, you know, sexual harassment in the workplace and employment discrimination doesn't necessarily have to be that the use of the slur is intentionally discriminatory, meaning the person who's hearing the use of the N-word may be offended and they would have the right to sue even if they weren't a part of the conversation. So I think that this case certainly sets up a very interesting precedent where you have to be much more careful about the language you use when you're at work.
The employer in this case, Rob Carmona, he's black, of Puerto Rican descent, said he used the word to convey tough love to his employee, Brandy Johnson. Do you think that should be okay?
No, I actually don't think it should be okay. In my personal opinion, I think that, you know, if that's the type of language that you use with people that you have in very intimate relationship with, that's one thing. But when it's in a workplace setting, I think that our standards for professionalism should be higher than how you're just going to talk to your closest friends and family members.
Do you think there's a broader effect here? Do you think this will trickle out and change the use of the N-word outside of the workplace as well?
I doubt it. I think that, you know, people make an independent choice whether or not they want to use the N-word in whatever context they want to. And the debate over whether or not black people can reappropriate the term in a positive way is a debate that is as old as I am. And the NAACP had a symbolic funeral for the N-word in 2007, and people still use the N-word in casual conversation. I live in Harlem, and I pass people who are using it all the time. You know, it's really up to the individual. But again, I think we should be using casual conversational terms like the N-word in casual conversations only.
Zerlina Maxwell is a writer and political analyst. She writes for the blog The Griot. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is WNYC.